Monica,
try to guess the list.
Being the eternal optimist that she is and good-souled person, sent out a tweet this morning.
And the eternal geek. She is just, she loves learning.
Right, she does. She sent out a tweet this morning basically saying, it might be hurricane season eve, but I choose to think of it as at Scripps B day. So I guess today's the big spelling bee.
Right. It's been streaming for a couple days, right, Monica?
Yes, they've been doing it
for a couple days. Mm-hmm.
And my response to that... was like, yes, this is the day, this is indeed the day where some Indian kid gets all the way to the end, spells word wrong, and then brings shame into his onto his entire family.
Come on.
Monica didn't really seem to like that.
And you know who won? The other Indian kid.
Probably.
Because there's something about kids from other countries come here and crush us in spelling and knowing our language. It happens all the time. Just watch the spelling bee.
Because when we grow up, with our families like speaking a certain way or using certain words, and you know what I mean? That's just how we as kids learn, which is why I liked learning in school so much, because that's the correct way. You know what I mean? And people who come here who are speaking another language, when they learn English, they're learning it as it should be, you know, like
spoken.
It should be. Yeah.
Right.
You should really keep the nerd laugh really handy.
Right.
She's coming up with some
but
good stuff here.
You gotta admit. Like, there's always that Indian kid that makes it to the end.
And when he gets it wrong, it means so much to him, too.
The agony of defeat is just like...
And the girls, how smart are the girls who are in these spelling bees? Girls crush this spelling bee.
Right.
I mean, we have a definite problem in our situation where we do not have enough of our kids... You know, American kids born here getting into the spelling bee and doing well. There's something missing.
They're not flying in for this thing. They are American kids. They just come from an Indian descent.
But look at
they're the kids you want your kids to sit next to in class.
There's a certain put it this way. There's a certain discipline missing from certain American kids learning.
Right.
That somehow recent immigrants or past immigrants or whatever are better at instilling in their kids. That's not a racist thing. That is a freaking positive we should be imitating.
Right.
Absolutely.
But it's still funny when they cry at the end.
Well, I mean, they're kids, though. You know what I mean? But you have to understand the amount of prep and hard. Like, they are working on this. They don't just show up the week before and start. I mean, they're doing this all year, reading word books of just, you know, what's the definition, country of origin, all of that. All of that hard work pays off. So when it doesn't pay off, I mean, they're kids. They're heartbroken. That's very sad.
I love it when they go, that whole, can I have the country of origin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Scandinavian. Oh, okay. That is SCA. I'm like, shut up.
And that's what they study.
That's what they study all year
about, how, you know, certain words, if it has a K sound, if it's from this country, it's spelled this way. If it's from this country, it's spelled that way.
Go ride your bike. You know what I'm saying? Like, get out there, ride your bike, play roller hockey in the street.
Right. We're going to have kids who are good at riding their bikes, and that girl's going to be a nuclear physicist.
Have a catch.
That's the difference.
Absolutely.
The world needs ditch diggers too, Danny.
No, but we're creating too many.
Visit those bike riders when they're 21, and then visit that speller when you're 21. And I'm not saying 100% of the time, but I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that 21-year-old's going to say? God, I wish I had a childhood.
No, they're probably going to say, I'm happy all that hard work has paid off. Now I have an opportunity to go to, you know, I'm graduating with honors. I have a great job opportunity.
Right. Again, it doesn't have to be the extreme on both, which is what we're saying. You can be a little bit of each or a lot of one and a little bit of another. You know, it doesn't have to be all bike riding or all studying, but
they're learning. We're missing something.
I do like when it gets to, I think it's only the last two. I could be wrong. When the one kid gets it wrong, and I just have this one Indian kid, like, I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but I just have this one kid's face, because I remember watching it on TV. He was this skinny, goofy kid with glasses, and he got his wrong. He's like, so mad at himself, and he's just sitting there. You can watch him, and he's praying, and he's putting a kavorka on the little girl that's going on after him.
Oh, because if she gets it wrong, he's still
he's
in.
He's like, bitch, get it wrong.
Yeah.
Get it wrong. Get it wrong.
All of that's probably true. Like, I'd imagine if it's down to that. I mean, you're going to laugh when I say it, but it's competitive. It is competitive.
Of course it is.
Not the same as football competitive, but
it's... No, of course
it is. Yeah, but it means this. Like, it goes right to your soul how much it means to you to win. It's the same idea as sports.
I'd be tripping a kid going to the podium just to get him off his game, you know?
He tries talking when he's not...
Yeah, shoelace tackle.
You're tripping people, and then you're...
Whoa.
You watch, you're going to get the next one wrong. Like you did last time. You're going to mess up.
You're handing an envelope off to somebody. Like, make sure this person is sick or something. And
better watch out. When you get this wrong, there's going to be a mercy killing.
But you know what else? They're not spelling, like, rat and book.
No,
I mean,
I know.
The words they're spelling, I don't even know.
They're spelling.
Spelling words that are completely unnecessary.
This
that don't even really exist in anywhere else but in the spelling bee.
On Tuesday, I saw this video from this girl who was explaining how she broke down words and was just mind-boggling. I'm not even sure what she was talking about. And they gave her a German word. She said, well, this is a, how did you know how to spell this? Do you know what it is? She said, no, but I understand when I hear the sounds, how it breaks down and that this means this in Latin and this is German.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Now,
my
awesome.
Head was spinning.
Now, if she would just take that ability and use it towards card counting, she can go to Vegas and crush it.
Take her with me.
Oh,
let's go.
And crush it. Exactly.
Let's use this for some good.
Take your spelling little trick there. Put it onto a math little trick.
Yes.
And then, whoom.
Break down the odds, will you?
We're off to Caesar's Palace.
Let me know when to bet heavy.
Hey, Don, on line three. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, guys. Great show today.
Hey, Don.
Hey, wanted to ask about the reference, the Caddyshack reference. The world needs just Danny.
Mm-hmm.
Is that movie on Monica's must-watch list?
You've seen Caddyshack, right, Monica?
Oh, no.
No, I have not seen it.
I knew it.
God, jeez.
Bill Murray.
I mean,
Ted Knight.
Old enough that should be part of Regeneration.
Yes.
Yeah.
How did I miss
easily.
It?
I'm surprised you didn't see that in high school.
That's me. I can't believe. Thanks, Don. I can't believe you didn't see Cat.
Put it on your list, please.
I have a long list.
You have to have that and Stripes.
But here's my question, and then we got to get back to this conversation. If you didn't already see Caddyshack, does it translate? Or do we still love it because we saw it when we were young and we've all seen it 100 times
is it
and
dated
the lines are a classic?
I think it's still very funny, though.
It looks dated.
Really funny.
I agree with you 100%, but I know all the jokes and I still think they're funny. I just don't know if a grown woman such as herself.
I didn't see it is because, aren't there like gopher or something, puppets or something? It doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm out. Like, that doesn't make any sense
to
me.
No, the gopher plays such a minimal role, but
right.
it's a key role. And in the end, he tries to blow up the gopher. So.
Right. It's the reason. It's the underlying plot is Bill Murray trying to get the gopher because he's taking care of the golf course and trying to keep it from getting ruined by the gopher.
I still think that's Bill Murray's greatest character.
Yes.
By far. Yes. By far. Let's go with Chris on line one.
What's happening, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Yes, I was just commenting again on the kids, the work ethic of some of the kids for the spelling bee, the foreigner one.
Yeah.
And I do agree with it. That's something that's lax in our culture. But there's also, I've seen a documentary on it where there's a higher, like, suicide rate. And, like, they put so much pressure on their kids that they can bring shame to their family if they don't beat it, you know, beat everybody else at it. So, you know, somewhere in between there, I think it would be better.
Well, yeah.
You know, some of the emotional abuse.
I wonder if they all get participation trophies. You know what I'm saying?
Like a little certificate saying thanks for participating. You made it this far.
At least if you made it to the top, say 15.
I think to get in, you had to win like big spelling bees. So they probably won their district or their state. So they're already winning something trophies, right, Monica?
You absolutely have to win local and then regional and then state. And then you get there.
I was in second grade. I did one spelling bee in my life. I was in second grade.
Did you crush it?
I came in third.
Oh my God.
I was very good at spelling.
Yeah, you're a good speller.
I was very good at spelling when I was a kid.
You still are? I mean, I even know you are now.
But I spelled business wrong.
Oh, because
I didn't know where the I went.
Yeah.
And to this day,
busyness.
I still write B-U-S-I, which is the wrong one. Is it B-U-I-S is right?
No, B-U-S-I-N.
That's wrong. That's what I do.
Busyness is the right way.
I put B-U-I-S.
Yeah. You know, it's weird. Seventh grade, I know my word was separate. And I actually... I don't know. I put an E in there instead of an A. Instead of separate, I put S-E-P-E-R instead of A-R.
Isn't it E-R, though?
No. S-E-P-A-R.
Yeah.
A-T-E.
A-T-E, yeah.
And I put E-R. I was like, oh, my God. And I came in second in seventh grade. I was like, I was cruising, and I was expected to go further because I was always in the, like, top three in my class or the 2 8th grades or whatever. And I never went any further. And that was it. It just killed my spirit.
No O good for you there? I thought for sure he was primed for that one.
Bro, I was a good spelling bee dude. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. I was rocking it.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I was captain of the basketball team. That's what I mean. Both good. Worlds. Yeah. Both worlds.
Oh, good.
Ah, shut
you.
Up.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Did the captain of the seventh grade basketball team translate into making the high school team?
No.
Of course not.
I was the last cut 2 years in a row, and that killed my spirit, and I went on and worked in a supermarket instead.
And did whippets.
So that's what happens when you concentrate partly on a spelling bee. I could have made the team if I had only concentrated on basketball.
Josh on line three. Go ahead.
Whatever. Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say that English is actually the hardest language to read and write because our grammar is really weird, but the easiest language to learn how to speak, like, conversationally.
Yeah, I'm
sure. Is that factual? And, really?
Mm-hmm. That's for real. And actually, Chinese is, I mean, the English version of Chinese is actually the easiest. It's got the easiest grammar. It's like baby talk. Right.
I cannot, and I've tried three different languages, 7 years of Spanish or whatever the hell it was,
years of French. I'm like,
No, 5 years of Spanish because they wouldn't let me take it my senior year. Because I made a deal with the teacher, I wouldn't go back to this class.
Because you were already taking it way too many years.
No, you had to do that. We have what's called a Regents Diploma here. It's a joke. But anyway, I took that for 5 years. I took a semester of Italian, and I took a semester of Japanese.
Oh.
My brain can't. I took the Japanese thing because it was, like everybody said, it was easy. An easy class. Yeah. And then I sat right next to the Asian kid and gave him concert tickets, and he got me through. I got an A-.
Hey. Oh, my God.
Corrupting people from several countries.
So, but what I'm saying is, for whatever reason, my mind cannot learn languages that way they teach you in school and the conjugating verbs and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. My brain does not wrap itself around that. Mm-hmm. However, do I think I can do this Rosetta Stone and learn to speak Italian? Mm-hmm. I absolutely do.
Well, how do they do it different?
They do it like you speak it.
You listen and speak like
you listen
if you
and
were
speak, and there's pictures,
plopped in the country and you just had to soak it in.
And there's pictures that go with words, and then words, those things are formed in sentences. Right. And
you need like a pop-up book. What do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the same.
Yes.
It's the same. My mind.
That would help.
My mind just blocks certain things out. Like I've had people try to teach me how to play the game of craps a million times.
Right.
Cannot.
People learn different ways.
Cannot wrap my head around it.
It's the simplest game there. If I can understand
and that's what
it.
But that's what everybody says. I can't do it. Can't. I try.
So you need whatever the Rosetta Stone method is for that, I guess.
Yeah.
To teach you in the car on CD.
I just have a really difficult time with it. I can't learn that way.
My mom's boyfriend Pepper taught us when I was 6 years old.
Pepper?
Yes.
Wait, back up.
Yes.
Her boyfriend Pepper?
Taught you how to play craps?
Taught me and my older brother how to play craps. I was 6 years old. My older brother was seven. We learned how to play that and hearts.
Mm-hmm. Hearts makes sense. At 6 or 7.
Right.
Craps.
Mm-mm.
Well, we would use the playing cards as money. Like, so if we had like a 10, that's $10. And we were gambling.
$10 the hard way. All right.
Right.
Is that why you don't
give me box cards?
Is that why you don't gamble now? Because you had to give the 10 of clubs back too many times?
He was still bitter.
Yeah.
You really are. You must have lost a lot.
Hey, real quick, Tony on line four, and then we'll take a break. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Greetings. How y'all doing?
All right. What's happening?
Okay, speaking of spelling bees, there's a movie called Bad Words with Jason Bateman. If you guys haven't seen it, it is the best Jason Bateman movie ever.
That's not exactly a glowing endorsement.
Hey, whoa, Jason Bateman.
Hey.
Yeah, Jason Bateman is the best.
I'm telling you, he's like a 30-year-old dude that enters the little kid spelling bee.
Because there's no rule that he says he can't.
Ball.
Yeah.
That's great. I got to check it out.
Anyway, that's funny.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
I love every Jason Bateman movie. What is wrong with you? He's hysterical.
The only thing I've seen him that I thought he was great in was in the Amazon series he does, Ozark. He's amazing in that. Excellent.
I didn't see that. I have
you
to get into that.
Have to
I
watch do. That if you love Justin Bateman.
What was
Bateman?
The last Jason Bateman movie
Jason
I
Bateman.
Watched? Was the one where they went to the island. The couples, they were going for the couples,
couples
therapy
retreat,
island. Couples what, retreat.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually is pretty good. It wasn't because of him. It was because of...
Oh, wait, and he's in the Horrible Bosses one, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's good in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give him credit there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arrested Development Season 5 just came out, so I'm a little Jason Bateman happy as well.
Look at you.
Should we do... You want to do take a break and then come back and do STD Spelling Bee a little
bit? Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. We should. We haven't done that. I mean, have we done it ever here?
Yeah. Me and JR did it.
One time, maybe. One time, right?
Oh, just with you guys? You and JR did it?
Yeah.
All right. So should we do it or?
Yeah, let the listeners play. I think we only let those two guys play. I think you're right. I think you're right, Monica.
I got to find it. Hold on.
Let's make sure we have it. We have the ammunition?
Yeah, we may or may not be playing that when we get back.
What a tease. Right. That is radio right there. May or may not.
I'll find it.
Roger and JP.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.